This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Clip of the day, another one from Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Talking about the possibility of a certain superstar, mega superstar, joining the Denver Nuggets. Here's Windhorst.
There was an outlier team for LeBron. I have long believed that if there was an outlier team for LeBron, if he was willing to take sort of, you know, some exception, was Denver.
Yeah.
Because the idea of playing, and like if you notice during the year this year, he was overly effusive with Jokic.
Well, it'd be the two most brilliant basketball minds in the league joining forces, and they're complementary. Where him and Luka was kind of a who's got the ball in his hands. Like Joker's all about having a guy who he, you know, can run pick and roll either way, you know, can cut off him, all those kind of things. Also, let's just be honest. If LeBron's playing with Ant LaMelo for a year, like that, there's a lot of gray in that beard now. It is Santa Claus by Christmas.
Yeah. Like he played with Rondo, LaMelo Rondo. So I'll just point out that he has a relationship with Josh Kroenke, the Kroenke family, the owners of the Nuggets. He, I believe, was a guest a couple of times on their yacht in the Mediterranean in the summer. Before LeBron was focused on only playing golf in the summer, he used to go like be on a boat, like the Magic Johnson, Bobby, where he went on a boat for like a week to 10 days.
I'd sign up for that.
Yeah. Well, that was where the banana boat came from. That was in the Caribbean. This one was, I think it was in the Mediterranean. And so he has some, you know, connection there. And so I don't know. Like I think I probably even said too many words about it even now, but like if I were Denver, I would kick the tires.
Well, and as you mentioned, he doesn't have to see the practice facility. And that's a good thing in Denver's case because it's just one court in the arena.
You got that right.
Still, it's one of the few that's still in that arena.
I will say also that people are saying, well, you know, Draymond Green, you know, might get taken care of in Golden State with the clutch connection and Anthony Davis clutch connection. I'd like to point out that Peyton Watson, the Denver Nuggets restricted free agent, also a clutch client.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Just, you know, not that I think, you know, he has anywhere near the level of relationship with P-Watt that he does with those other guys. I just think I should put it on the record. More LeBron James speculation, reporting, and drama, I'm sure, to come in the coming days, and I'm afraid to say maybe coming weeks.
Wow. I mean, if you start connecting the dots, it could make sense. I don't know if he's really going to, and I'll ask Keeler this. Pretty sure the only thing the Nuggets could give him is what they were going to give Tim Hardaway Jr., which is like $3 million. In one hand, it'd be kind of admirable, I guess, that he would be willing to take basically the vet minimum to play alongside Joker. Does that do anything for the future of Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets, though? When this guy's talking about, again, he's not publicly said anything. All we know is that he's in no rush to sign his contract. That could mean anything, Mike. That could mean a myriad of things. That could mean, I'm just in no rush because don't bother sending it to me. I'm on Serbia time now. Or it could mean, show me something, man. Who knows? I believe there's probably truth to a little bit of everything. Is a LeBron James one and done season kind of deal for, like, LeBron's going to be done after this year, right? I can't imagine he'd go another year. I thought he'd finish his career with the Lakers, or he'd do the storybook ending and finish it with Cleveland, if he could. I'll admit, it's fascinating to me. Is LeBron James a great basketball player, even to this day? The answer is yes. Do his antics kind of annoy me? A little, but not as much as they used to, I guess. I can't stand the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. I hate the Lakers. So when he was in a Lakers uniform, it only compounded that. It would be fascinating to see. Not necessarily good or bad, but not my vote. Would not be my vote for the way to go about this. I don't know that LeBron is going to lift this team as it sits right now to being... I want to win a championship, Mike. I want the Nuggets to win another championship. So putting LeBron James on this team as it is constructed right now, even though that's awesome, he's willing to do it for peanuts, is not the move that gets you to the top. I don't believe so. I mean, is this part of that national rhetoric too, where some of the media is looking at Jamal Murray and pretending he's someone he's not? Is LeBron still the ultimate elevator? Can he bring a team that's a playoff team and get them to over the hump to win a title? I do like what Windhorse had to say about the dynamic between LeBron and Luka. It was basically just, whose turn is it? Luka, you got the ball this time. Break him down. Do your thing. LeBron, you clear him out. You got the ball this time. With Joker, there would be a lot more, a very interesting two-man game that you could run, even if Jamal Murray is still on this team. But I just, his defense isn't great. Doesn't solve that issue. And where is he playing? Like, with the way the roster's set up right now, he's three. So you'd go Jamal Murray, Christian Brown, and Cam Johnson, Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Jokic. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't think he's going to play for the Denver Nuggets for the most minimum of minimum. And I'm sure Brian Windhorse is taking that into account, that if the Nuggets really were serious about this, they would have to make some moves. They couldn't just re-sign Peyton Watson. I don't know. Go Pokes says, you're talking yourself into this, aren't you? I'm trying to look at this from a basketball view only. LeBron is annoying to me. But not every time I see him talk am I like, I can't stand that dude. But he is annoying. Can I get past that? Yeah. I could, but I'm not signing off on it. And you're right. Texter says, let him play too. He can play any position out there. He's a good ball handler for a guy of his size. Insert LeBron James for Cameron Johnson. You just re-signed Peyton Watson. Who's starting? LeBron ain't coming off the bench, and you're going to pay a guy close to $30 million to come off the bench? I don't think so. I don't think it's a reality. It does become somewhat more of a reality when you have Windhorse talking about it. But no, I don't. I don't see this happening. I just don't. That guy's not going to play for $3 million. And you're not going to move mountains to bring him in. I would rather you put your focus on... It's hard for me to say it. Like, I would rather you put your focus on moving Jamal. Now that we've kind of entered this realm in this conversation, I do think that's one of the ways to go about this, and I'm willing to take my chances with Aaron Gordon. And spare me with the whole Jamal Murray, you know, Murray hit a shot, the dominant performance he had against the Lakers. I'm tired of the inconsistent play, and if you tell me he's not an inconsistent player, you're not watching the same game. I'm sorry to be a jerk like that. Sounds like I'm being a jerk. But it's the truth. He's been around for a long time, and we've all waited for him to take that next step and to be a consistent superstar in this league. He's not. And now I'm at the point now where I'm done wishing and hoping that he becomes the guy that I always wanted him and really believed he could be. He will still go down as a really, really, maybe all-time great Denver Nugget. That's not a huge list. There's not a huge list of great Denver Nuggets. So Jamal is in that list. But where does that compare with the rest of the NBA? Huh. Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler. He's focusing on the LeBron James stuff, so we'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. We'll take a short break here, but Keeling Me Softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler, coming up next. This show, of course, brought to you in part by Renaissance Insurance Group. Visit my guy. Talk to Ryan if you're in the market for something new and something better when it comes to your insurance. Talk to Ryan Hicks at 970-674-8825 or visit team-rig.com. We'll be right back.
NOCO has their eyes on the skies this summer. Hear Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
It is time for Keeling Me Softly. Sean, before we get into the LeBron, Nuggets, Joker, all that stuff, because there's a lot to unpack there, my friend. I wonder, what are your thoughts on Trey McBride's most recent podcast? Discussion about the Mackey Award. What did you see it first off? And if so, what did you think?
I didn't.
Oh,
because as you know, I've been somewhere on the slope until about yesterday.
Are you familiar with the story?
I am not.
Okay, I'll just give you the, because I know you're on vacation, but you will do this show no matter what. You could be dead probably and still find a way.
Only your show. I don't do no other work.
You could be dead, and you would haunt this show. That would be a fact.
Damn right I would. After that intro, of which I have none of those four things, I would be haunting life.
All right, so Trey McBride was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, and he basically says, hey, back when I won the award, I sat down with CSU, and they're like, "Hey, are you keeping the trophy, or are we gonna be able to like display it here in our trophy case?" And Bride's like, "No, I'm gonna keep it. I won the award. I'm gonna keep it." And then basically, it was more of a, "Well, yeah, but a replica would cost $15,000. So what are we gonna do about that. So it's not like a full cut and dry CSU wanted him to pay for the replica kind of thing, but it was almost it was just kind of a weird thing. I shared it on my Twitter at some point, Sean, so give it a listen. But just, I know there's a new AD now, new administration and all that stuff, but that's a bad look nationally for Colorado State.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me either, unfortunately, because, yeah, there was the occasional sinking small moment. Now, to be fair to them, I don't know all sides of that story. I mean, it'd be much easier to say, it was Daz, he was cheap. Heck with him. But I do know that, let's just say that some folks in the administration then were more small-minded about things than others, and that could be something where they may have taken umbrage, and it would be unfortunate if they did, given the paucity of national award winners or things like that. But I would imagine a lot of the people who said, at least some of the people who said no, are no longer there. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I wanted to kind of get across to, was like, hey, I like John Weber. I like what they're doing. It's still just nationally. If you didn't follow the story, if you're not reading Sean Keeler's stuff or listening to this terrible show, then you might think, you know, well, it's just CSU 4 years ago, whatever. Okay, Sean, so much to unpack. First off, Joker not signing or saying no rush, or at least from his camp, we're hearing no rush to sign the contract extension. Is that anything that you're worrying about as far as his long-term future with the Nuggets?
Well, you're asking me if I was a Nuggets fan, would I be worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little. Like, we got the impression a year ago that it was going to be cut and dried, and now we're not cutting, and it's very wet. or somewhat wet. I'd say the worry scale is it should be a 1 or a 0, and it's a 2 out of 5. I've gone back and forth on this, but the closer I get to people who know Nicola way better than I, and he keeps that circle very small, I get the impression that unless it was for astronomically stupid money, which is not out of the realm of possibility, that he will retire a Nugget. Like, if it's this place and all, it's kind of like, we're back to the Coach Prime and coaching thing, where CU gives him a lot of the atmospheric and power things he wanted, and the Nuggets give Nicola a lot of the power and privacy things he wants that he would not get. Pick your market. We've talked about that. Miami, Boston, LA, all places where he would be a legend and would be, you know, on SportsCenter, take up 3 segments by himself just from being in those markets. That bubble and that privacy and that shielding means a lot more to him. Maybe not always reps, but right now means a lot more to him. And the fact that he's also gotten the ring out of it. I used to go back and forth. I used to be convinced, we have talked about this, I used to be convinced that he was going to get another ring with another team. I think it's more likely he'd just go deal with the horses earlier than we think, than do that. But anything is, as we're going to get into with the speculation that's out there, it's silly season and anything is possible.
Yeah, and you are speculating on this, and now we're hearing, I mean, even after your story on this, we're hearing more and more LeBron James open to pretty much playing for anything.
I love to motivate the Nuggets and LeBron to get the, I love to motivate them to prove me wrong. So if he would sign a 1-year, $2 million. I just want to say it out loud. If you would come to Denver on a 1-year, $2.5, $3 million veteran minimum tender, I'm happy to be the one that motivated them to get together and prove me wrong, that fat bearded jerk in the paper. I just don't see that $1 million, $2.5, $3 million tender. Do you?
No. I mean,
I just have a hard time seeing that. And that's the budget. Like, that's the thing. It's not want to. It's, well, this is the money. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I stop. I'm like, he can get 20, 15 from a bunch of other teams. Why would he take 3 to come here? He wants to play with Joker. Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I suppose, like, I'm not an anti-LeBron guy. I'm not a diehard LeBron fan. I just don't know that it makes sense for many reasons. Sometimes his antics on the floor, it looks like he's going to die, and then he's like, seriously, he's not alive, and then 5 seconds later, he's hitting the game-winning dunk and dunks it over seven-foot dudes, and it's like, wait, that was all an act? It's kind of like, and I'm loving the World Cup, but you see guys do that all the time where it looks like they might be dead, and then they get up. But I guess I'm just not that big of a this is why, if he did this for the whatever you said, the 2.2 or whatever,
three, whatever, it's no more than three.
I would say that would be pretty admirable, actually, and that might shift my brain a little bit about LeBron James.
The thing is, and it would be great for the Nuggets. There's no debating that even at 41 and a half, which is what he is, I think his birthday's in December, so he's 41 and a half. That he would make this team, assuming that it didn't mean, because he would be signing for the minimum, that you didn't have to move anybody to get that under your cap number, that would be amazing. And but to your point, boy, that doesn't feel on brand for a guy who had a whole ESPN special about where he was going.
Right.
He is the ant. You know, in a time we talked about Nuggets at their apex of this Jokic era, which we hope is not on the downside, but we sort of suspect might be. Sorry, kind of. Like, we may have that window maybe shut and closing faster than we want. I mean, this would help alleviate some of closing that. But the Nuggets were the anti-LeBron, right? They were the anti-me, anti-looky here. It was all about us. It was about the we and not the me. That's not very on brand for him here. It just doesn't. Like, Lakers, sure. Coastal team, sure. Cleveland, just because of the history, maybe. Warriors, yeah, you could see that. Even with Steph and those guys, that Kerr could kind of navigate that. But the Nuggets and what that ethos was supposed to be, I mean, this team was built to beat LeBron and to be the anti-LeBron, not bring him on. But again, it's silly season, and I don't think this is going to play out here, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
And you're right. Like, I go back to all the Miami stuff, and I think that's where it started for me. I had no problem with LeBron James when he was with the Cleveland Cavs. It all started with the Miami Heat stuff, and then just other things as it progressed. So, yeah, when you say on brand, it would be off brand if he did this. and like I said, that might change my tune, but in order for this, okay, let's just assume that LeBron wouldn't do it for $3 million. He wants to say, hey, I got more respect for myself than that. I want to at least, because you put in the story that there are some models showing that he's worth 22 plus million at least.
30. Yeah, I mean, this is still an all-star.
Right.
And credit to him. And credit to him for playing way better after 40 than the guy who I think is number one above him, because I'm old, Michael Jordan, did at that age. The decline has been very slow, and that's remarkable and a testament to a guy who's been playing since he was, what, 18? It's a hell of a thing. But, yeah, we see it and we get excited and we read the tweets, and I know Bennett, my colleague at the Post, has fabulous sources, and I have no doubt that Bennett is absolutely correct in the Denver Post story that just posted that said that the Nuggets have reached out. And this is what it says, is that he's reached out to LeBron's people. Because why wouldn't
you? Oh, you have to. You have to. Yeah.
For all the reasons we just mentioned, you just have to kind of not wish cast and then say it out loud and apply the logic. And to your point, it would have to be just very off-brand for him to want to do something that selfless.
So, Sean, if
Denver, if not for himself, and it just doesn't fit. But again, strange. Does Deion Sanders fit in Boulder?
No, I never thought that was happening either.
No, never. And would Jim Mora land at CSU?
No, never thought.
Job?
I never thought we'd trade for Russell Wilson either, and then I never thought he'd be that bad either. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened.
that I never turn all under never.
Yeah, that I've been wrong about. I thought Yusuf Nurkic was going to be the man. I've been wrong about a lot of things when it comes to our sports teams around here. But if, let's just say LeBron is like, you know what? I love Nikola Jokic, and I want to go on boats with Josh Kroenke more, so I'm going to do it for $2.8 million. Yeah. The question I have, obviously the Nuggets would still then look to pursue signing Peyton Watson.
Sure.
Without other moves? And so then if they don't make any moves outside of that, who's starting? I mean, I'm assuming Christian Brown at 2, LeBron at 3. You're going to pay Peyton Watson $27-plus million to come off the bench?
No, you're not going to pay him $27 million to come off the bench. That very question is being asked of that budget. They're going to look at it and go like, are we going to do that for that? No, which is a whole other discussion and one week. It's probably more still of the primary. I think the Braun thing is a cute, clicky distraction, as the guy who wrote about it. It's a cute, clicky distraction where really it's still back to being about Watson. And or if you could make a move from one of your big three or big four core people to get Jaylen Brown. That second one's looking less likely. It might still be more. I'd say it still might be more likely than LeBron taking a $3 million minimum deal to come here, because it's about matching money and matching fit. Who starts? I think that's a great problem to have. You certainly have a decision between Watson and Brown,
yeah.
And you know that Watson has played well coming off the bench at the end there. Better than maybe Brown has. So I think that answers itself, but I also don't think both Peyton Watson's camp, Peyton himself, and the Nuggets feel that he's a $27 to $28 million bench player, also to your point. So, yeah, he'd be a $27 million bench player when LeBron is a $3 million a year starter. Again, it makes zero sense.
The fact that you and I are even sitting here on July 1st deciding who would start, you know?
I predict come Christmas, knock on wood, we will look back at this day on July 1st as the silliest, peak silly of the silliest, and laugh and go, what were we thinking? Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, we'll forget about it. We'll forget about it.
The Watson and the $20-plus million, though, is a thing. And you do have to ask that question. That's really the more pertinent question with the Nuggets going forward, is how far are you willing to match? And if you cannot, because that's your second priority, your first priority is, well, we're going to match up to a point, and they have a point. It's been reported at less than 30, ideally, or at 30. Okay, what happens if one of these, including the Lakers, including the Clippers, one of these suddenly cap-rich teams can just throw stupid money? I think you have to be ahead of that and sign and trade and maybe accept your loss at that point and wish them well, but you better make that a sign and trade and not just a walk out the door.
Sean Keeler joining us, Denver Post. Just last one or two here for you, Sean. The aprons. I get it, but I don't get it. I know that you don't want to get into the second apron, but it's not necessarily like you can't. It just, there's a lot of penalties. So the Nuggets can just go run it all back right now, theoretically, couldn't they? They could just sign Peyton Watson. Maybe they could have even signed Tim Hardaway Jr. They'd just be in the second apron, and they'd have to pay the luxury tax, and they'd get hit with all the bumps that you get hit with if you're in the second apron, but they could do that theoretically if they thought this was the championship window, boom or bust.
Yeah, I mean, it's just money at that point. It literally is just like baseball's luxury tax. At that point, it is just money you have to pay in penalties. And you do lose draft picks. It's just so astrophysics how they kind of – I try to simplify the NBA and bird rights and things of the general rule of the system, such as it – at least as I understand it, and I do not profess to be an expert on it because it takes some studying, is that you have more money and more leeway to keep your guys than you have in many other sports. And baseball's talked about adopting, back to their CBA and their issues, about adopting – NBA type exclusions to keep your own guy, which is where the Watson thing comes in and where some of the particulars come in. But the apron stuff, in simplest form, as I understand it, other than you do take some competitive, you lose the ability to trade some draft picks, I believe, mostly the penalties are just financial. Because here's the other thing it doesn't get talked about enough, is that the Thunder, I think, are in the same boat now. Now, finally, some of those, you know, and now people are going to ask, here's a prediction at Christmas. They're still elite. They're still really good. But I wonder if people in 5 years are going to ask if this last season, if they missed a chance with this window to repeat, because they now are going to start paying some bills that they didn't have to, and that so many of those good players that they got on deals are coming to the end of those deals, and they have to make some decisions very similar to what the Nuggets have faced in a system that is punishing repeat dynasties, that because of the Warriors and because of LeBron, because of that guy, because they went into this to create super teams, the CBA now punishes you for trying to build one. It tries to prevent you. The system tries to prevent you from maintaining one. So we shall see.
I love talking about the apron, Sean. It's so much fun. Adam Silver makes things very complicated.
If it's an apron that doesn't involve hot dogs,
hey, are you going to be done with vacation yet? I'm in a hot dog eating contest Friday up here in Greeley. You want to come over?
I heard there was something. No.
Yeah.
Yes and no. Funny, you caught me at one. I'm taking 2 5-day weekends with these 3 days in the middle of work. So I'm going to work tonight and a little work tomorrow, and then I will be gone till Big 12 Media Days again for the holiday.
Well,
but I will not be there. But I wish you well, oh skinny person, at winning that. I think of the look at me. They look at me as bold because I built like, you know, 1977 John Belushi. They look, you know, little chocolate donuts. Look up that one, kids. I train a lot. I ran all the races and I ate a lot of donuts. But I would never ever do a bulk eating contest.
I've never done it before.
Ever. I would never do one ever because I don't want to ruin what I enjoy.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I enjoy eating. So the idea that I have to do a bulk thing now for heat, because again, they look at me, oh, you fat guy, you win a hot dog eating contest. Yeah, no. I like heat challenge. I used to watch Man vs. Food and all that stuff. I like heat challenges. I don't love bulk challenges. I think bulk challenges are just torture. That's just stuff you do to get information at Gitmo. It's not stuff that's really entertaining, but oh well.
Well, we'll see, Sean. I'm a little nervous now,
but
we'll
doing
see.
You doing a bulk challenge, I might watch that.
Well,
I might get some
maybe we'll video
that.
It. Maybe we'll video
okay,
it.
I can't wait for
but
that.
We'll see. Sean, always appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
You
Have
too, man.
Weekend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Lot to think about after that conversation. 41 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I will admit, if LeBron decides he wants to play for Denver and do it for $3 million, that would change my opinion. Like, that would... Why wouldn't you want a really good player who's still averaging mid-20s and you're paying him $3 million?
I mean, he would be making significantly more in his last year than Michael Jordan. And that's
yeah,
not just the $3 million versus
yeah,
$1 million.
And you said Jordan's last year with the Wizards was what?
Was a little over $1 million in today's American fiat. It would be $1.8 million.
Yeah, but Jordan was like... He was still
greatest.
Yeah, but not with the Wizards. He was still averaging. He was still playing around the 20s, but like points-wise. But LeBron looks it still. Looks like he's not 40 million years old.
Because he doesn't play a physical game like Michael Jordan did back in the day when they played defense.
You
want to
walk
NBA.
That one back, buddy? You want to walk that one back? Not a lot of people can guard LeBron James. He's a very physical player. That's just false.
Well, they can.
You
can
talk about flopping all you want, but LeBron is physical as hell.
Yeah, he's a physical player. The problem is he's not playing against anyone physical because they don't play defense like they did when basketball was better.
Are you out of your mind right now? Have you seen the builds of these dudes compared to what they look like in the 90s? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the refs are always like, that's a foul.
That's it. Corner. Go to the corner. Think about what you've done. It's just such a stupid
take. I thought Mike came in and played pretty damn good.
Stupid take. The idea, though, of LeBron, I have to get that out of my mind because it's just such a... Like, you won't hear that on many sports shows. you know, in 2026. Well, the defense and the guys were just better in the 90s. You were 3 years old. You weren't watching those games. You don't know it. You didn't watch basketball, Mike. So, I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Look at the body type of these dudes that play basketball now and tell me it's not physical. Yeah, they get flopping, they foul, whatever, but that is it's a very physical game. Absolutely.
And they get favorable calls.
Not everybody does. Not everybody does.
Yeah, but LeBron does.
Ask the center for the Denver Nuggets if he gets favorable calls. Go ahead. Ask him. He's an anomaly
because for some reason he's not popular.
Again, that is just such an abysmal take of LeBron couldn't play physical defense, couldn't play a physical style basketball. That's his entire freaking brand is physical basketball. He would survive in the 80s and the 90s. The guy could probably play in the NFL. I'm sorry, but that is just, like, I'm not a LeBron fan. That's just like saying Lamar Jackson isn't fast. Like, that's what you just said. This is just awful. That is just, Michael, that is grounded. You're grounded for at least a week. I was going to bring you a hot dog Friday. But with that take, I cannot bring you a hot dog.
That is one demerit.
Demerit Thomas.
Yeah. That's two. Okay. Wild day today. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. What do we learn? If anything, we learned that Michael just is way off on his basketball takes. We'll get to that coming up next.
Two teams, no parades.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Didn't we just do this one yesterday?
Yeah, but it's a good one.
I thought we were changing it up every day. That was the point of it.
You can change it up now if you want.
This isn't... What did we learn today, Mike? Apparently, Michael learned that LeBron James is not a physical basketball player. You'll never hear that take anywhere else, folks. Mike, what did you learn?
I learned that Michael Jackson dropped out. Even though he wrote it, he didn't get credit because he kind of dropped out of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 because he didn't like the sound card of the Sega Genesis.
Also a thing on a sports show you're not going to hear a whole lot of. We learned that Tim Hardaway Jr. is a Miami Heat. And the Nuggets can theoretically get into that second apron. But will they? Will they end up re-signing Peyton Watson? Will they make a trade and move on from Jamal Murray? That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.